Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana County Commissioner Billy Garrett. He's also co-chair of the J. Paul Taylor Social Justice Symposium, an annual event sponsored by the New Mexico State University College of Arts and Sciences, which will be held this year, March 25th and 26th. Hello, Billy.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Thank you, fine. Let's start up. First, tell me a little bit of how long you've been the co-chair of the symposium, and then tell us about what the symposium is.
I've actually been the co-chair for probably 6 months or so. More important, I think, is that a fellow named Jake Rollo, who is one of the people who works for Senator Bingaman, and I started talking about conditions in the county about a year and a half ago. And one of the things we were aware of was the poverty rates that people occasionally would talk about. But there didn't seem to be any kind of common agreement about what should be done or what it meant. It was simply, it's there. And Jake and I decided to start having some conversations with people. And what's happened is that eventually rolled into lots of conversations with lots of people, which eventually came to the symposium. So although I've only been formally involved with the symposium for about 6 months, I would say that the roots of this particular event go back about a year and a half.
And the symposium actually goes back. This is the 8th annual J. Paul Taylor Social Justice Symposium. Tell us a little history on how that got started and would you please?
Sure. J. Paul Taylor is an esteemed member of our community. He's now 91 years old and lives in Mesilla. For about 18 years, he was a state representative for one of the districts, and it was very close to the university, but really close to social justice issues. And I understand that it was a conversation that he had with the university president that eventually led to the development of an annual event that's done by the College of Arts and Sciences. This started in 2005, and some of the topics that they've had are things like justice for youth, justice for women, environmental justice. This particular symposium is different because it's not as narrowly focused, number one. It's really about all of the kinds of conditions that we live with in the county. The second thing that's very important is that Dean Slayton, the new Dean of Arts and Sciences, suggested that this, because it's such a big topic, not be limited to just one conference, if you will. And so what we're doing is we're having the conference on the 25th and 26th, but we're going to have a number of workshops and lectures and other kinds of events that will be scheduled throughout the next year. And then next spring, the 2013 conference, will also be on the same topic. So we're basically going to be able to explore different aspects of this whole big question of what's the quality of life like and how do we make it better?
And have you gotten any answers on that as to what is the quality of life like here in Doña Ana County?
It's an interesting question because it depends on, number one, who you talk to and what you're looking for. When you look at statistics, and in particular, one of the things that we started with was the U.S. Census data on poverty rates. And the state of New Mexico is always ranked right at the bottom in either the most poor state or within the last lowest three or something like that. Doña Ana County is not the poorest of the counties just in terms of income within New Mexico, but we're toward the bottom also. So you look at that statistic and you say, gosh, that's really, really terrible. And in many ways, that indicates there are some serious problems that we have in the area. But one of the things that we've been doing with this ongoing conversation is we started to say, well, number one, what does this particularly mean? And how do we get at other kinds of measures about what's going on here? For example, there's something called the Human Development Index, and there are people who are at the university who have been very interested in that. That's a set of measures, if you will, that look at things like health and education as well as income and what that will buy. But it broadens the issue to say it's not just about money. There are other things that are important to the quality of our life. There's something called the Calvert Henderson Index, Quality of Life Index. That has 12 different variables that are looked at. So one of the things as we've looked into this is we begin to realize that it's a whole lot bigger than just one measure. the first thing. The second thing is that we've had the good fortune of also being able to work with people that work in the communities and to talk to people who live in the communities, some of whom would be either at poverty or sliding into poverty or in poverty, depending on how you define that. And the question is, how do they look at their lives and the quality of their life? And in some cases, it's very rich. It's not about making more money. It is maybe about having opportunities for their kids to get to school and do better, or jobs, sometimes for themselves, sometimes for other people. So we found that it's a much more complex issue.
And those that are in the poverty level, have you found what ethnic groups are the majority?
Well, that's an interesting question, too. I'm still looking at the census data. In Doñana County, about two-thirds of our residents are Hispanic or Latino by self-identification. Proportionately, it's about the number that are in poverty are consistent with that. In other words, there's a higher number that are Hispanic or Latino who are in poverty, but there are a significant number of people who are also white by their definition. And most of the people who are living in Doñana County are either Latino or white. What's important is that it's across the board. It's affecting everyone, and it's affecting not only children, and there are literally thousands of children who are living in poverty and in impoverished homes, but there also are elders who are living in poverty. And I want to make a point that it's not just about the money. It's that if you don't have the resources, it means that you can't get to the hospital, or you don't have access to good quality food, or it's hard to get to a job, or it's hard to take care of opportunities for kids to do after school activities. And all of those things add up to a better quality of life. And so that's part of what we want to be doing, is sort of peeling away at the issues of what are the things that really matter to people in terms of the things that are holding them back.
And how many people are on this symposium?
The committee has grown. We have people like Lois Stanford and Monica Torres are the two co-chairs from the university faculty. Monica's in the English department, and Lois is an anthropologist. Chris Brown is one of the active people. He's in geography. There are a great number, Paul Gutierrez from agriculture. In other words, there are many, many colleges that are represented on the committee. In addition to that, we have people like Sarah Nolan, who is involved with CAFE, a nonprofit organization that's faith-based, that's involved with community activities. Sylvia Sierra, who is the county department head for health and human services. Paul Culp is an interested member in the community. So we've got a whole lot of different people who've come together, and it just keeps expanding. In terms of actual attendance, I think it's been around 200, 250 who have attended. This particular symposium, because of the nature of it, we're really appealing to the entire community to attend, because there's literally nothing that people are really concerned with, if it has to do with quality of life or that they do themselves, that doesn't potentially tie into this. So I've invited people, for example, who are involved with environmental issues, because a clean environment is part of how we define a quality of life. And yet people might not think of that as being a social justice issue. In this particular case, we're aiming for about 250 people on Sunday the 25th, and we have capacity for 300 on Sunday. It is free, and we're hoping that people will register. There is a free lunch for both of the events. We do have room for about 250 on Sunday and about 300 on Monday. It would help if people would register. If you go on the website to register, then don't pay attention if it has a deadline on it. Just register. And more importantly, come. This is an ongoing conversation. We keep learning new things and getting new ideas. We're going to want to talk about how do we understand the conditions in the county that have to do with quality of life. We're also going to want to explore what's currently being done and what can be done. The objective of this whole effort is not just to study things. It's to actually understand them and then to do something about it. We have a unique opportunity in Doñana County with a wonderful university, with wonderful organizations, with great people who are living in communities, for everybody to come together. And I think that by sharing our perspectives and our information and a desire to live a better life, we can all really make a difference here. I think that one of the highlights of our conference this year is going to be on Sunday afternoon. And at that time, we're going to have, everyone will have an opportunity to tell their opportunity story. An opportunity story is a short story. It's maybe 3 minutes long, but it's sort of like, what was a critical time in your life when something happened that changed your opportunities in your life? It can be a sad story. It can be a really inspiring story. But one of the things that we found is that at a personal level, everybody has had opportunity stories, and somehow those tie into our families and the kind of communities that we grow up in and the various kinds of organizations that exist, and all those help us as we make our way through life. And that's a whole nother way of looking at how do we improve the quality of life in Doñana County.
And I understand there's a lot of questions that people will have if they can bring children. There's child care provided. It's free of charge. And translations are also available. Do we expect a lot of the Hispanic community, which is non-English speaking?
We're certainly hoping that people will come. And we're prepared, as you say, with both translators. And if people need transportation, they can also reach out to us.
And where will this be held?
There are going to be two different locations. Sunday afternoon, the 25th, it will be at the Court Youth Center in downtown Las Cruces. And on Monday, it will be at the Corbett Center on the NMSU campus. And the parking is not too bad to get to either one of those.
Then on Sunday, March 25th, from 1:30 to 5 p.m. at the Court Youth Center, 402 West Court Avenue. And then on Monday, March 26th, from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. at Corbett Center Student Union Ballroom, second floor at New Mexico State University. Well, we really appreciate you coming down and talking to Puentes of Bridges to the Community, which this definitely is a bridge to the community. Thank you, Billy Garrett, Doña Ana County Commissioner. Thank you again.
Thank you.